Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, obviously this is a political show, and I haven't done a lot of this for a while. I like to kind of sum things up in digestible little bites, kind of like, you know, Cliff's Notes. We talk about contrast, snapshots, sound bites, golden rules, and all that stuff. But one of the things I frequently mention, because it's true, is the most destructive political narratives you can possibly have to deal with are ones that change the pre-existing notion of who you are. That's an overly complicated way of saying you don't want to be the party of the, quote, middle class working man and equity while you're hosting a star-studded foie gras eating fundraiser in the middle of one of the wealthiest parts of Manhattan while a middle-class police officer is being waked on Long Island and you're not there, but your opponent is. Folks, contrasts. Campaigns are about contrasts. And you will never, ever find a more destructive contrast to the Democrats than you did yesterday. What an apocalyptic disaster. Even Bill Kristol, who sold the Republican Party out a long time ago, publicly stated on Twitter, this is really bad. What a disaster. Good Friday today. And a quick correction. Thank you to a listener, Jim. Yesterday, I was talking about the Jones Act, not the Logan Act. Sorry about that, but it's important. Accuracy matters. I was talking about the Jones Act with shipping. If you catch yesterday's show, you'll catch the error. So my apologies. I'm so obsessed with Flynn and the Logan Act. I was talking about the Jones Act and shipping with regards to the Baltimore case. But again, accuracy matters. Contrast. I got a big show for you today. It is Good Friday, the most solemn day in the Christian calendar. Just a word on that in the beginning. Today's show sponsored by ExpressVPN. Going online without ExpressVPN, it's like changing while leaving your window wide open. Kind of creepy, right? You might not have anything to hide. May have like your drawers on and stuff, but you don't want some random creep peeking in, correct? So don't go online without a VPN. Internet service providers can see every single website you visit. They can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants. Plus, why the hell do you want the government spying on you? You can't trust these people. They're like showing up at people's houses for memes now. They can use your data to target you. With ExpressVPN, you can browse more anonymously when you use it. These internet service providers can't see your online activity. Your identity is anonymized by a secure VPN server. Your data is also encrypted for maximum protection. It's easy to use. Folks, listen, I'm always straight with you. I am not that tech savvy. Fire up the app and click one button. ExpressVPN works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/Bongino today. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Bongino. Another thing, folks, I know it's Friday. A lot of you have been asking me about Joe. I promise I will address that. There's nothing awful. It's just a decision we had to make. I will address it. I'm not hiding anything from you, but there's nothing malicious there. Don't sweat it. Okay, contrast. Campaigns are about contrast. The contrast yesterday was a disaster. Today is Good Friday. A lot of hosts are off. I like to do the show on Good Friday because I want to take a brief opportunity here to tell you, I'm not your preacher. I'm not I'm not someone worthy of your putting on some kind of moral high totem pole. I'm not. You'll be disappointed if you meet me in person. I'm just a middle class working hump like you guys who got lucky. I did. I found a skill I was good at, and I talk a lot, and it worked, and I wound up having this blessed audience. But today's Good Friday, where Jesus Christ was crucified and died. And I understand this is not a religion based show. But my religion, whether you're a Catholic, Christian, Protestant, Jewish, Muslim, you're all welcome here. Absolutely anytime. Again, I'm not your preacher, but I think it would be unfair for you to listen to this show and then not understand what motivates me and makes me the person the way I am. The show is not about me. It's about you and the issues. But the reason you like it is precisely because of my faith, even if you and I don't share it. And that's okay. That's absolutely okay. You have the freedom of religion in this country, thankfully. But it matters to me. You know, Jesus died in the most brutal way possible. Crucifixion. The word excruciating is derived from crucifixion. And if you ever want to just have a small taste of what that feels like. You know, go to a gym sometime if you're capable of it and just hang from like you're doing a pull-up and just hang there for a little while with your legs back. And you're going to notice something. You have a hard time breathing because your diaphragm is really, really struggling to get the air in and out. But you're having a hard time breathing, not the way you would in a pool. It's excruciating pain. This is just hanging. I'm not talking about being nailed to anything. Folks, if you ever read what it's like to be crucified, the reason crucifixion was so excruciatingly painful and caused maximum suffering is precisely because it wasn't quick. You would suffocate over and over again. The reason they nailed Jesus' feet at an angle was so it would push him forward, so it would stress the diaphragm, so you would suffocate and then push yourself up with your legs on the pain of those nails, and then you would suffocate again. And then you'd breathe, and then you'd suffocate again. I don't pretend to understand all the mysteries of Christ, my Lord and Savior. I wouldn't dare. But, you know, every time I think of how mysterious it is, it inspires me more. My faith is never shaken. You know, I remember, I tell this story a lot. It's an interesting analogy about how limited our human knowledge is, but you'll never understand that. You'll never understand the limits of your own knowledge. That's why they're limits. If you could understand the limits, they wouldn't be limits. You know, one time that Lucy was out in the backyard and she runs around the backyard all day. Nobody ever stops her. But a bird had died there the day before and I had to get rid of it. And then, you know, the dogs, they'll smell that. So the dog who'd run around the yard 1,000 times, I let her out and forgot about the bird that had been in that spot. And she went over to sniff this spot. She's been 1,000 times and I yelled at her and she was scared. And she looked at me confused. Why is this guy who I, me and her, I love that dog. Why is this guy yelling at me? I've been here 1,000 times. You're never going to be able to explain to the dog why she's not allowed to go in that spot. There are limits to her ability to process information. We'll never understand the mystery. But I'm absolutely sure Jesus was real. And I am absolutely sure that the multiple witnesses who saw him rise from the dead were real. And I am absolutely sure that no one dies for a lie they know to be a lie. No one. People die for a lie they think to be the truth. But no one, his disciples, dies for a lie they know to be a lie. Nobody. So it's Good Friday, and reflect on that a little bit today. I know I did. It means a lot to me, and that's what motivates the show. So thank you for being here today. I really appreciate it. And I'll get back to what I was put here to do. Ladies and gentlemen, contrasts. Contrasts in life are powerful. They're so potent. I mean, just think about it, right? If you're looking at, say, a really brilliant-looking object, like a perfectly clear, beautiful diamond, they'll put it on a contrasting background so the glitter of the diamond is that much more potent and powerful. You ever see the illusion of different colors with different backgrounds? That illusion with the parallel lines when you change and put a line in between them, how things look different? The human brain processes contrast differently. That's why yesterday was so destructive to the Democrats' message of being this unifying party of the little guy. Party of the little guy. You had this hero middle-class police officer, Diller, being waked, murdered in cold blood, just 30 miles from where Biden, Obama, and Clinton are doing a fundraiser. You had 4 presidents in New York City in the area yesterday, and only one of them shows up to pay respects to this hero? Are you serious? What kind of a numbnuts thought of this stupid idea? Folks, I know the area well. There's a lot of things you and I share together. Some of you from New York know. If you're not from New York, this is one thing I know darn well. Evita, you've been to Fox News Studios, right? Knows it well, kind of, I would guess. What Radio City is right across the street, correct? You look out the door of Fox, you look to the left, there's Radio City. It's about 30 miles away from where this wake was. Biden could have landed at Farmingdale or heloed out to Farmingdale and been there in 5 minutes and paid his respects. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. And you may not like this, and that's okay. I'm here to tell the truth. I love the cops. I love the cops more than anything. I was one, but that has nothing to do with it. The fact that I was one means nothing. I've always respected the cops because it's a hard job where they get paid little to take a whole bunch of shit and put their asses on the line every day. If Biden would have went, I promise you I would have got on this show and said, good for him. Would I have spent an hour praising the guy over it? No. But I would not have attacked him for it, and no one should. But he didn't. Why didn't he do it? Anybody know? Because he didn't want to. That's it. That is the story. This is easily one of the worst snapshots you will ever see in a presidential campaign, a reelect effort that can't be going any worse. I have never seen a presidential reelection effort, objectively speaking, go worse than this guy's is going right now, Biden. Just look at his approval ratings. You want to see snapshots and soundbites in action? Here's a snapshot and a soundbite. I kept this short for a reason. Here's Donald Trump outside the Wake yesterday, police officers behind him, addressing the awful situation of the collapse of law and order that led to the death of this police officer. This is what a snapshot and a soundbite looks like when you look like a leader. Watch.
We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often.
No attacks on Biden. He did exactly what he needed to do. Express respect for the family. Don't politicize the situation. Make it about the family. Make it about law and order and walk away. That is exactly what he needed to do. To do the right thing, not the easy thing. And I give you my word, if Biden would have done the same thing, I promise you, I would have said the right thing today too. But he didn't. Why? Because he didn't want to. You know what? Can we do the other the video first of them coming out of the floor? You want to talk about a contrasting snapshot? There's Trump calling for law and order at a dead police officer's funeral. And here are these three idiots popping out of the floor in Radio City Music Hall like a bunch of freaking actors in The Wiz or something. Look at these goofballs. They had to do that because they probably didn't want Biden walking up the steps. What the hell is going on here? Not one of these three idiots thought it was a good idea to pop in. Even worse, that they just talked that Biden didn't even call the family. Look at this crap. Look at this, like it's a performance of Cats or something like that. Coming out of the orchestra pit. There's reports out there now, Biden didn't even call the family, that he expressed his condolences through Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City. Folks, I don't know that's true. I can't confirm it. But if that is the case, this is even worse than you could possibly imagine. Again, you know, Donald Trump and Biden are not that far apart in age. But in age and appearance, they might as well, one might as well be in Alaska while one's in Florida. Here's Biden and Obama getting off the stairs yesterday. Again, while we're on the snapshots topic, now for a second, forget the big snapshot, Trump showing up to pay his respects, these idiots popping out of the floor like it's a Rent performance or something on Broadway. I want you to look at this particular snapshot here, this VO here. Watch. What's wrong with this if you're a political campaign? Watch. Okay. You got it? Obama was the president of the United States. What steps are they coming down? Oh, yeah, the short steps again. You've got the young, kind of vigorous Obama, love him or hate him, you know, bouncing down the steps, and you've got this crotchety old guy in the short steps. Everybody's looking because they're afraid he's going to fall on his face. I cannot think of a worse snapshot, a micro and a macro snapshots than what happened yesterday. Trump here, these idiots coming out of floor like Phantom of the Opera, and then Biden using the short steps with his predecessor, who, by the way, is now out of office and still looks younger than him, bouncing down the stairs while this guy, they got to watch he doesn't fall on his face. Look at this. Oh, and by the way, thank you, Guy. I don't know. These guys, I like when you do this stuff. Did Guy point stuff out? What is this new expression we have? First, we had the skip. Then we've got the pop. Then we've got the, when he does this thing with it, what is this? What is that? Is that his like Notre Dame boxing guy stance or something? What is he doing? He looks like an idiot. I don't know. He's asking me, I don't know what that is. Is he looks like he's like, honestly, folks, you know what that looks like? He looks like he had a bowel movement in his diaper. That's what it looks like. I mean, can you do that one more time? It looks like he really, like he had a moment there. And he's like, he doesn't know what to do. He's like trying to hold it in or something like that. Watch. Look at his hands. Look, Biden, Obama. Is that an, I don't know. And you see Obama puts his hands on his back like, hey, man, you need a wipey? That's what he, watch. He's on his back. He goes, you know what? They got the Millade. He'll get you a wipey. He's used to this. Right? He looks like he crapped himself. Folks, can you imagine a worse reelection effort than what this guy's got? That's a good guy. Thank you. We're pulling that. Very good. I didn't even see that coming. I totally missed that. All I was paying attention to was the snapshot of the short bus. Imagine Obama. Obama, who has no problem walking downstairs. For as much as I don't like this guy, he can walk downstairs. Imagine them telling him, hey, they still call you Mr. President even when you leave office. Mr. President, yeah, you're going to walk down with the president, but we're going to go down the short steps. Can you imagine how horrified this guy is having to pretend he likes this guy? I can't. But by the way, and then there's this hat tip, Jack Posobiec. Posobiec was doing a video yesterday with one of his reporters on the scene. And again, I can't confirm this story, but I've heard it from multiple people. However, it's worth reporting on. Again, I always apply the Bongino rule to this stuff, whether it's a Biden call, but that doesn't mean don't report on it. It just means don't draw a conclusion. However, this is kind of the Donald Trump I know. Jack Posobiec's doing an interview at the scene, and supposedly Trump donated the Tunnel to Towers to pay off the mortgage of the slain police officer's family while all these other rich goons are paying $250,000 a plate to go to a fundraiser. I got no problem with fundraisers, folks, at all. None. Zero. However, when you're trying to be the party of the middle class, don't you think it's a good idea to stop at the wake of a middle class guy who died a hero before you go pop in for your Lizzo performance? Here, watch this.
The story here is that, you know, Trump gave a donation to Tunnel to Towers, believe he paid off the mortgage for this family through Tunnels to Towers, and had a phone call with the family. But the Sergeants Benevolent Association in New York City is telling New York City council members to stay away from the funeral, specifically Adrian Adams and Jumaane Williams, who had, defund the police operations going on during the George Floyd protests and riots in the city.
Now, again, folks, contrast. I'm never, ever going to do a show where we just sit here and whine and moan about it. It's stupid. What's the point? The point is that we all together tactically learn to strategize to go forward and win elections and take our country back. There's no one else coming to save us but us. Contrasts matter. And whenever you can create them, you should. Here is another devastating contrast. Donald Trump's paying off the mortgage of this slain police officer, according to this report on Posobiec's show, while President Biden is stealing your money to give to some, you know, rich students studying 14th century women's basket weaving sociological trends while you're busting your ass installing electric systems in people's houses. Even Newsweek is crapping their pants like Biden over this one. President Biden owes student loan borrowers some honesty. Yeah, you think? There was some teacher on Twitter yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. She eventually blocked me, talking about how grateful she was that her loan was forgiven. No loan's ever forgiven. Ladies and gentlemen, all debts are paid by who? By who? Chatsters, you know? All debts are paid either by the debtor or the creditor. I lend you money and you pay me back. You paid your debt. I lend you money and you don't pay me back. I paid your debt, right? Correct? There's no money fairy. Joe Biden didn't forgive anything. He stole your money and gave it to someone else. Contrasts. What's even worse about yesterday? We talked the mini contrast, the macro contrast. Trump giving money, Biden stealing money. Imagine being a New York City resident. You can't even drive through Midtown Manhattan because it's clogged up with this goofball fundraiser full of really rich people while there's a middle-class guy's funeral on Long Island, a wake going on. While there's a massive crime crisis and you can't even get a cop to show up. I'm not letting it, no, I'm not letting this guy get away with any of this. No way. Let me take a break because I'm about to lose it on this guy. Hey, are you an individual or business owner facing the heavy burden of back taxes, levies, or wage garnishments? So many of life's challenges can take a toll on your financial well-being and your ability to keep up with taxes. Visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino and get help with the tax problem today. The IRS has eliminated over $1 billion in tax penalties and interest for back taxes. America First Tax Group is here to help you claim your share of these billions in tax relief before the IRS can claim the government share. Go to AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino. The IRS has a lot of people working to collect your money, but it's time to turn the tables. America First Tax Group is a full-service tax boutique. It puts clients first. They understand the stress of dealing with tax problems, and they'll be your guide through the process. Don't wait. Time is of the essence. Visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino or call America First Tax Group now at 800-507-0466. That's 800-507-0466. Again, back to the golden rule of politics. Whenever you can create a contrast, me versus this guy in politics, it matters. Folks, it doesn't matter in baseball creating a contrast of the hitter versus the pitcher. You either get a hit or you don't. What do you care if he's wearing red and you're wearing black and your uniform looks blacker and his looks redder? That's not the case in politics. You got to create damaging political narratives to up your opponent's disapproval while increasing your approval. How do you think this looks to New Yorkers sitting in traffic jams for a million-dollar fundraiser, multi-million-dollar fundraiser, while crime is going rampant? I want you to look at this video from New York City on the train. This reminds me of the 80s, folks. Any of you chatsters live in New York in the 80s? There's a guy, whether he's got some kind of condition, I don't know, but he appears to be threatening people on the train. You're seeing these videos now all the time. Is this check this out. Watch. Look at this. Folks, if you lived in New York, sorry, it's just like, if you lived in New York in the 80s, the buses and the trains, this was like once or twice a week this stuff would happen. And then Rudy Giuliani came in and cleaned it up. You think you want to be sitting in traffic in the middle of New York City having to take a train with this guy or others? Because of Joe Biden and these two goons are there in the city jumping out of the bottom of the thing like it's a Cirque du Soleil performance or something? I mean, how stupid are these people? They didn't see this was a problem. Folks, they could have made the whole thing go away. By the way, don't take my word for it that this is starting to, the is it bad enough question, that this is starting to bang up New Yorkers, Chicago residents, Seattle residents. Is it enough to, San Francisco, is it enough to make them vote different? I don't think so. Let me ask you the question I haven't asked in a while. Is it bad enough yet? I'll give you my answer. No, probably not. Are we getting there? Every single day, sooner or later, people are going to wake up and realize that Republicans are not the solution to their problems, but Democrats are certainly the cause. Listen to these New Yorkers in this news report talking about the crime situation in New York as they hold this massive fundraiser with a dead cop on Long Island. Take a look.
I have a teenage son and I have two younger kids, so it's very alarming that crime in the city is getting this bad. Just don't feel safe.
There's crimes, people getting robbed, prostitution everywhere. If you walk around Roosevelt, forget about it. I don't walk around Roosevelt.
I've experienced stabbings firsthand on the train. I think I'm just desensitized to it. It happens.
You hear more and more violence going on every day. You're not going to want to come here.
These people look like dyed-in-the-wool conservatives they're talking to. Folks, I told you that the kitchen table finger stick issues are the ones that matter. If you can't make an issue bleed like a finger stick, then don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. Donald Trump has this unique gift. Reagan had it too, to make these issues personal to people. It's why you're seeing black voters, Hispanic voters, and traditional constituencies that had voted largely for Democrats flip over because they're hearing someone talk a different way about issues they've heard spoken about 1,000 times, but they've only heard spoken about this way one time from him. How bad is this reelection effort going for this guy? I always back it up with receipts every single time. You think I'm just making this up? because I'm angry at Joe Biden. I am angry at Joe Biden and Barack Obama. They're destroying this country. And what bothers me is they're doing it on purpose. None of this is an accident. They are doing it on purpose. But people are catching on. This is a devastating segment on Fox. Probably the most catastrophic I've seen yet for them. Because it's not even, well, let me just play it for you. They ask voters out there, what is the primary accomplishment you want to like recognize Joe Biden for? Surely something. I mean, I know when you ask people with Donald Trump, they say the economy, what he did on immigration. Whether you loved it or hated it, it was an accomplishment. Imagine getting an answer like this when you ask people that question about Biden and then ask yourself again, is this not the worst reelection effort you've ever seen? Take a look.
When asked about the Biden administration's top accomplishments, new Fox polls show nothing was the big winner, as you can see on the screen ahead of you. What's interesting to me is that 38% said nothing, that he hadn't done anything that had helped them in any material way. And many people say, as a matter of fact, if he had done nothing at all, I mean, really done nothing and not reversed some of the Trump policies, we'd be in a better state.
We got Duffies everywhere. I didn't even realize that when I put the clip. I'm like, hey, look, Pop Dukes. But nothing. Nothing. What's his big accomplishment? Nothing. And even worse, that's his biggest accomplishment because they wish he would have done nothing. Not only feel like he hasn't done anything, they wish the stuff he did wouldn't have, they wish the stuff he did, they wouldn't have done. I want you to think about that for a minute. This is how awful this guy's reelect is going. The main accomplishment to make your life better, nothing. And the one thing they wish is that the stuff he would have did, that he just wouldn't have done it. Is there, folks, is there a worse answer to get for a politician? Nobody can think of a single thing. And the only things you did do, they wish you didn't do because you did them? It's not funny, man. I'm sorry. But, man, this ain't good. This ain't good. I'm going to take a quick break, and I want to readdress something I said yesterday because, again, there's always people who don't get it, and that's your fault. That's not mine. I'm sorry. If you don't listen to the show and you go out there and, you know, you run your mouth talking shit, I'm going to fire back because that's what I do and that's my show. I said yesterday, if you're going to go in and vote Donald Trump, vote down ballot Republican. Of course, there's always a few dipshits out there who make up what I said. So I'm going to say it again. I'm going to explain to you why. And chatsters, because I actually respect you guys, who I know you're here because you're in the chat. Tell me where I'm wrong if I'm wrong, because I'd love to hear it. I do have an open mind, even though I have a generally hostile personality sometimes. Tell me where I'm wrong on this. Stay tuned. I'll show you what I mean, because this kind of erupted a little bit on social media yesterday, and that's always a good thing. Field of Greens, ladies and gentlemen, I've been with this company for a long time. It is a staple of my diet supplement routine. I'm going to be 50. I don't like getting old. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to look old. I'm not turning in like my man card or nothing. It's the best thing I do every day. I want you on this journey with me, and I hear a lot of you feel the same way. Let me know in the chat how it's going for you if you're on Field of Greens. You drink the wild berry, the lemon lime. It's one scoop a day. I take two. I had it in green tea today. Sometimes I mix a little curcumin in. I love it. It tastes great. It's completely improved my life. Ever since I started taking Field of Greens, I've had way more energy and my blood work has been incredible. It's a different product. Each organic fruit and vegetable they grind up to put in this healthy, great tasting powder was medically chosen by their team to help support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me feeling well. You're going to love the product, I promise. But if for any reason you don't, this is how confident Brick House is in their product. They'll give you a 100% money back guarantee. I got you 15% off your first order. All I'm asking is that you try it, plus free rush shipping. Visit BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan. Use promo code Dan. That's promo code Dan at BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan. BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan. Get your fruit and vegetable insurance today. Stuff tastes great too. Trustpilot, our last sponsor today. Make life insurance part of your financial planning this year. Don't wait. Start shopping now with Policy Genius to help find the right policy to protect your family. Luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies, and your team of licensed experts is on hand to help talk you through it. Policy Genius' technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. Policy Genius has been with me a long time. Don't go without life insurance. It's going to be too late if you wait. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, may not offer enough protection for your family's needs. and it may not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius has licensed, award-winning agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company. This means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over the other, so you can trust their guidance. No wonder they have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. On to go check them out. That's what popped in my head. Save time and money. Provide your family with a financial safety net today. Policy Genius. Go to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes. Don't wait. See how much you could save. Policygenius.com, policygenius.com. Check them out. Okay, so yesterday, I addressed on the show that if you're going to go to the polls and vote for Donald Trump, which I hope you do, obviously I'm a supporter, I think that's pretty clear, that it doesn't make any sense to skip the down ballot races. And when I say down ballot races, I mean all of them. It's usually going to go in order of importance. It'll be, you know, Senate, it'll be a presidency, Senate, you know, whatever, governor, Congress, state delegate. The problem we have in the Republican Party, Democrats have it to an extent too, is we have this thing called roll-off, where people go in and they vote for the president. And I'm sorry, I don't want to relitigate this from yesterday, but it's super important because, you know, a couple people had some things to say and couldn't back it up. It's called roll-off. They vote for the president and then they go home. Folks, the problem is, if you are a Trump supporter, I'll assume that's the reason you're there voting for him. You're not doing this guy any favors by not voting in the congressional race and the Senate race. Let's just stick with the congressional race. I'll make it easy for you. I need you to understand this. And this is why this guy yesterday, I wanted to like tear him to pieces. It was on, but I didn't, because I want to address it on the show. You understand, if we lose the House, but Donald Trump wins because you vote for the president, but not the Republican congressman, even though the Republican Party is not the solution to your problems, I've only said it 1,000 times. You understand they're going to impeach him on day one. All I'm asking you this, if you think I'm wrong, tell me in the chat. But all I ask is that you tell me why. How does it benefit Trump to have a Democratic House of Representatives in the Senate? If you can give me one good reason, I'll put it up on the air. I'm looking. Anyone? Anyone? Vote red. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, good. I'm not telling you the Republicans are any good. No, I've never said that on my show. Gee, you've been here the longest. Has that ever been a staple of our show, how awesome the Republican Party is? They've screwed you over every day. Okay, thank you. Yes, just get, if you give this guy a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate, you understand he's going to be impeached and we'll get absolutely nothing done. I am talking in pure math. If you can give me a single reason the country would be better off with Trump and a Democrat House, I'm happy to hear it. You got to vote in every single race. You have to. Don't even do it for them. A lot of your congressmen suck. They do. A lot of them are total rhinos. However, would you rather the Democrat? It's simple math. I feel like I needed to address this because I couldn't believe telling us to support the Republican Party, you know, hands down. Really? Do you even watch the show, bro? It's literally the golden rule of the show. Republicans are not the solution to your problems. Democrats are the cause of them. I got to get rid of one of them. So I'm going to get rid of the cause first. And I hope Trump can fix the other problem. Sorry, but I take this stuff very personal because there are a lot of people out there who don't understand ruthless politics. They make this about personality. You know, my congressman's a rhino. Yes, he is. Who's he running against? He's running against a liberal, I want to impeach Trump Democrat. Okay, you got two choices. You got two choices. Death by firearm or death by 62,000 razor cuts with salt and an alcohol bath. That's it. It's the real world, bro. You want a simple answer? Go to a different show. You want some happy-go-lucky answer? Oh, Republicans, they love you. They love you. Hold up the, you know, the number one finger. Republicans, number one. No, it's not this show. Here's my Republicans say. They suck. You want the number one foamy finger? Go somewhere else. This is ruthless politics. I don't want the guy impeached. These people are crazy. Speaking of which, I've never seen a re-election go worse. That is the theme of today's show. Never, never. I've been involved in campaigns forever. I have never seen a re-election go worse than this guy's. Folks, You know, I'm not into like pop culture type stuff, but there's a tendency also with some of us in the movement to discount this stuff. You know, some singer will say something positive and be like, you know what? Screw that guy. He was never with us in the past. Yes, you're right. Screw them. Hollywood singers, entertainers, sports stars, they're not our friends. Period. Period. I get it. With you, brothers and sisters. However, ruthless politics. A lot of these people are talking to an audience you and I aren't talking to. We've got an amazing 107,000 people here on Good Friday. Let's be honest. We're the diehards. I'm probably not convincing many of you to vote Trump because you're already going to vote Trump. But folks, I'm not the most important person in the world, okay? This isn't like faux nonsense virtue. It's just true. You know that. There are people with bigger audiences than me. We've got a great one. It's a popular podcast, but we speak to an audience of people who are probably still in the business and are going to vote. When you see a Joe Rogan or a Stephen A. Smith, you can, oh, I like him, don't like him. Fine, you don't have to like him. They're talking to a different group of people. I want to play these two clips to show you what I mean. Here's Rogan on the Democrats, absolutely eviscerating their own political chances by shutting RFK out of the Democrat primary process, causing him to run as an independent. This guy's talking to a different audience. It's not my audience. It's a different group of people who are persuadable. This is how bad this re-election is going. This is one of the worst self-inflicted wounds I've ever seen in politics, what the Democrats did to RFK. Watch this.
This is my point about it. Let's pretend Trump doesn't exist. Pretend Trump doesn't exist.
I would like to.
And then tell me, how come RFK Jr. can't get on the primary? Just tell me. If this is a real democracy, you tell me why this guy who's a Kennedy, who's an environmental attorney, who's, you know, got, even though he's got this voice issue, he's extremely articulate, very good speaker, very good recall, controversial ideas, but who the fuck doesn't have controversial ideas in the world of 2024? Who doesn't have controversial ideas?
The guy knows what the fuck he's talking about when he talks. When he talks, you could hear a guy who knows what the fuck he's talking about.
That guy.
This, folks, does anyone in the chat disagree with me? This is one of the worst self-inflicted wounds in the history of politics. Biden was so weak. I want you to walk through what happened here. This is Rogan. He's talking to a totally different group of people. This guy's got 14 million subscribers on Spotify alone. You know how insane that is? We're the second biggest conservative podcast in the country behind Shapiro. I have 3.08 million here and probably another couple million on other platforms. He's got three or four times the audience. He's talking to a totally different group of people who are listening going, yeah, that sounds kind of messed up. Biden was so weak that instead of allowing RFK to engage in the primary process, where candidly Biden would have won, Democrats always come home to their people, always. They would have been done with him already. Instead, they kicked him in the nuts, and now he's back as an independent, and in some states, I see him getting 13, 14% of the vote. Where do you think that's coming from, Trump? Right, sure. Okay. Here's another one. Stephen A. Smith, sports guy. You like him, don't like him. It doesn't matter. I'm playing this because you'll never see this. You and I are into politics and economics and stuff like that. I typically don't listen to, but this is I believe he's with Patrick Bet-David, who will be doing that show. Great show, by the way. Highly recommended. But Stephen A. Smith's generally a sports guy. Folks, this clip, I got to tell you, man, I was like, wait, what? Stephen A. Smith defending capitalism? This is stuff he's saying that you already know. So forgive me for reiterating the obvious about capitalism. I want you to listen to this, though, with the virgin ears of someone who's never heard this before. They've been in college 4 years, and all they've been told is capitalism sucks. Maybe they'll listen when he talks. Check this out.
You have folks walking around like everybody is supposed to be the same. That's nonsense. You're lying to the American public. You're lying to yourself. It's not true. And in the end, people who produce more ultimately end up more successful than those who don't. And Jimmy Johnson, a former coach of the Dallas Cowboys, said it best. I will be very consistent in my inconsistencies. Those who produce will be treated better than those who don't. And I appreciated his candor. Whether you like it or don't, that's the reality. And I think that the sooner that we accept that, the better off it is. We just have too many people in this world, especially on Capitol Hill as well, that want to give this impression or want to literally go about the business of changing that and making things equal. The only thing that should be equal is opportunities. But what you receive from your level of production is on you.
Folks, listen, this is obvious to you all in the chat. You're like, you know, gee, thanks. Again, at the Patrick Bet David podcast there, Valuetainment. But this is a different audience. It's a different audience these people are talking to. There's a reason traditionally non-Republican audiences, black voters who just by the sheer numbers have largely voted Democrat, are migrating over. It's because they just can't control the narrative anymore. You got this guy Charlemagne and others. These guys have massive audiences that there's very little bleed over between us and them. And they're out there saying things that are not like liberal towing the party line stuff. It starts to hurt and do real damage. I'm just reading the chat. If you want to put some questions, he said I'll look for some. I like strobe, but today I don't have to do the radio show afterwards. It took off, so if you want to do some questions, I'm happy to do it. There's a couple other things I want to give you some inside baseball. You got that Politico story? The one about the folks, I can, you know, when something happens, I feel like I have some inside input on, even if it's one of those like kind of throwaway stories. I got to talk about it. This one I found kind of funny. So I pulled this up because I'm always interested in crime stories, especially in liberal cities where, you know, I worked in one with the NYPD. So I pull this story up and it hits on Politico, the real DC crime wave. And I'm like, what is it? I got some kind of insight as to the carjackings and all that stuff going on in Washington, DC. But that's not what the story's about. The story's about a very real phenomenon. It is a Friday, albeit solemn Good Friday. So I want to kind of address this because it's true. This is one of the few times Politico got a story right. They're talking about, did you read the story? Any of you guys? You know what it's about? It's about the theft of Air Force One stuff from the press people who ride on Air Force One. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you, this story is very real. And let me just tell you, the Air Force One crew knows about it, and apparently they're very upset. The gist of the story is this. People have been stealing from Air Force One for years. I'm not going to say I got this from Air Force One, and I think the statute of limitations is worn out on this. This was the menu. You get the menu thing, and it's from the day I first rode Air Force One and the day I left and my Secret Service shift. It was July of 2006 and Friday of 2010. It was the first and the last time I rode on Air Force One. So the story is people have been stealing from Air Force One for years. It's true. Everybody does it. If it ain't nailed down, it's getting stolen off Air Force One. I guess the Air Force One crew got pissed off and told the press crew, hey, listen, we're going to give you like a few weeks to turn this stuff in. If you don't turn it in, like we could have a problem. So yes, this story is real. Ken vouch. It's one of the few times Politico got a story right. If you see it bouncing around, it is true. I only took the book. It's a menu holder. I don't know. So listen, Air Force One guys, if you want to come to the house, I'm happy to turn it in. Although it's 2010. I'm reasonably confident the statute of limitations is worn out on that one. I showed that to you last week. I thought this morning, everybody does it. So as much as I'd like to pick on the press, if you ride a congressman, by the way, are the worst. Gee, they walk off the Air Force One like this. It's like this. It's like, man, that guy's got some package. That's not his package. Trust me. He's got the shirt bulging out, the bag. All you hear, they're going down the stairs, folks, the congressman, and you hear, clink, 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 clink. It's glasses they've stolen off Air Force One banging together. These poor guys got to restock the whole plane at the end of every trip. I'm trying to think of like some other, I'm not going to tell you like, I think I had a pillow one time too, and that was it because I was sick. I flew back from Istanbul and I forgot to give it back, whatever. But that's the only thing I took. And again, if you want to come take it, take it. Right. So wait, now you got to find that for Monday. He says there's a congressman who stole something from a hearing. I mean, we got to get that. They're the worst. They are the worst. Reminds me of that time this agent friend of mine, who was known to be very cheap, was running out because he was late for a protection operation and his bag opened and a bunch of rolls of toilet paper fell out. I was like, bro, really? This is what we're doing right now in the hotel? Really? Let's get back to the serious stuff. Folks, back to what I was talking about before. Telling people to vote Democrat or skip voting in down ballot races is freaking insane. I'm sorry. Do you want more of what's going on now? The lawfare going on now is absolutely bananas. Did you see what happened to John Eastman? You know, Mike Davis, Mike Davis is great. Mike Davis is like, there's not a better analyst out there of the legal warfare going on in the United States than Mike Davis. Mike Davis and then Ben's on the blob. I have something from them both, but I want to play this from Mike Davis first. Yeah. Congressman, you're not kidding. He's not joking. Congressman, who is it? Steals Pope Francis's water and then brags about it. Oh, what's his name? Bob Brady. Bob Brady, to you, buddy. Yeah, I bet you're not stealing my water. This is special. This is, here. This is deuterium depleted light water because I don't want to die. I'm doing, because I don't want to get dead. That's why. Steals the Pope's water. And no better analyst out there. John Eastman was one of President Trump's lawyers. John Eastman had some legal theories about the election, the counting of the vote, and the certification of the vote. These were not crazy theories. They were not deranged. They were not from some other planet. They were legal theories. Some legal theories are correct. Some legal theories aren't. There's a big debate over Chevron deference. There's a debate over 1,000 different things. There's a legal debate over when life begins. You know what side I fall on that, but there's a debate going on. And legal analysts have different opinions. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't want you to have a legal opinion going forward. Do you want more of this? They are slowly but surely, listen, disintegrating like an Alka-Seltzer tablet every one of your civil liberties. They're stealing your property. You saw the squatting stuff. They're censoring you. CISA. They're watching your political donations. You see that banking story the other day? They're spying on you. We know that. They did it to President Trump. We've already seen the school board parents. They're making sure now you can't get a lawyer either as they attack President Trump's lawyer. Listen to Mike Davis explain it on Steve Bannon's show. Check this out.
Well, I would say this. This is outrageous what they are doing to John Eastman in California. He is a very serious attorney. He went to the University of Chicago, one of the top law schools in the country. He has his PhD. He clerked on the Fourth Circuit. He clerked for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, one of the most coveted jobs you can get as a young attorney. He was a dean of a law school. And the fact that these Democrat operatives and these Democrat judges are trying to disbar him for advancing a legal theory is extremely dangerous. It is very dangerous to try to punish an attorney for advancing what you call a fringe legal theory. Remember, Thurgood Marshall argued that courts should ignore the Supreme Court's controlling precedent of more than 50 years, Plessy versus Ferguson. And Thurgood Marshall did not get disbarred. In fact, he got put on the Supreme Court of the United States because he won Brown versus Board of Education, a landmark case.
This is deliberate, folks. They're trying to send a message to any lawyer before the election that if you dare defend any Republican, forget President Trump, any Republican, that they will attack you and take away your legal right to practice. None of this is by accident. Ladies and gentlemen, how do we fix it? You have any ideas? Mike Benz does, and he's right. This is the cutesy time is over theory. He says, I'm watching the John Eastman disbarment. It's clear that eye for an eye is the only way this ends. Keep that up. Yes, sir. It is the only way it ends. Red states, are you listening? Pick a high-profile DNC election lawyer. Strip them of their legal ability to practice on the same BS in Texas or something. Pick another one in Florida. Make them feel the disembarment game goes both ways. Yes, cutesy time is over. Why are you playing games with these people? You remember the Michael Anton theory? Michael Anton's theory that until they feel and experience real material losses, folks, nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to change until you impose on them the syrup of Ipecac, They're forcing down your throat. Nothing is going to change. This is the only way. There is no other way. And for those out there, more centrist establishment Republican types who think, well, just write an op-ed in the Washington Post saying how awful this is. They don't care. The awfulness of it is the point. What do you think? That's an accident? The awfulness of disbarring an attorney for a legal theory that may benefit President Trump is the point of it. I wish they'd listen to these two guys. If they did, we wouldn't be in the spot we were. And I say they, I'm talking about the establishment rhino class who just doesn't get it. Again, this is not the show. Vote Republican, they're great. We love you. I'm only telling you vote Republican because the alternative's even worse. That's it. We live in a world of binary choices. The black and white stuff is for kids, man. I'm really sorry, but it's for kids. The world is a complicated place full of really bad bullshit choices. That's the entire field of human morals and ethics is based on two competingly awful choices and trying to pick one. Folks, I want to end with this. This is something I've been warning about for a long time. The future is getting more dangerous, and that's why I get even more concerned about this goofball getting reelected. Can't even walk down the big boy steps with Barack Obama yesterday. He's clearly cognitively all there. In 4.5 years, this guy's brain is going to be total mashed potatoes, folks. It's going to be a train wreck. Warfare in the future is getting ugly. I wrote a book a long time ago. I'm going to tell you the title because I'm not trying to sell it to you. But one of the earlier books I wrote, I addressed a really serious problem, and it's drone warfare in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, we've never seen anything like this. We've seen, obviously, aerial combat, air-to-ground, air-to-air, air-to-sea. I mean, we've seen this before. Attacks from the air are not new. Attacks from the air on this scale, and when I say scale, I mean it in the reverse way, on a smaller scale. No, we've never seen anything like this. You know, we've seen in primitive times, people with slingshots and lofting heavy rocks over castle walls, but we've never seen anything like a mini drone being able to track someone for $500 and take out millions of dollars of equipment. It is going to change warfare going forward. This is one of the most disturbing videos you've ever seen. It's been going around the internet. It's supposed to have been taken over on the Ukrainian battlefield. It doesn't even matter where it was taken. It's just what happens that matters. I want you to watch this. It is a drone chasing a soldier who's trying to hide. You'll see it here. You see the drone creeping in the screen? The lower corner right there. Look, he's trying to hide because he knows this thing's about to drop an explosive. Thing sees him because it's being a pilot. It's probably an FPV drone. First person view, I would guess. And boom. I wrote in one of my books earlier, I should have finished that thought, that this is going to create a problem, not just for warfare, for policing, for executive protection, for a very simple reason. Now, don't overthink these things. There are a lot of reasons these FPV first-person view drones are bad and really going to be cause a lot of trouble in the future. One of them is going to be as AI gets integrated into them, which is happening already. They're not going to need a person to guide them. These things are going to go out on their own and autonomously do their own thing. Where the hell is that going to go? Sounds like something out of a Terminator movie. But the reason in the book I wrote about it is the early days of drones, I was at the White House doing security one night, and they thought they had a drone in the air. And ladies and gentlemen, back then, although there were ways, there were very few ways to do. No one knew what to do. It was very confusing early on. And the simple reason is human beings can't fly. It's not complicated. If there's a target on the ground, you can go and engage it. It may take a lot of guys to do it, but you can go. If here's the Secret Service dude, here's the attacker, you can get other Secret Service dudes to go there. He can't fly either, right? This isn't hard. However, here's Secret Service dude, here's a drone. What the hell are you going to do? You got to figure out a way to either jam it or take it out of the sky, and it's not easy to do or clear. It creates a lot of problems. This is going to be a disaster for warfare in the future unless we get ahead of this thing. And I got to tell you, I'm afraid with the PC leadership we have right now in our military, I'm afraid we're worried more about, you know, victim culture and all this other stuff than solving real problems. I know we're working on it, but working on it isn't good enough. It's here right now. I mean, you have to think about practical things. Like, what happens if a group of terrorists, folks, this is bouncing around the internet. Don't think like I put this out there and giving anybody ideas. This is all over the internet. You don't think terrorists are watching this right now going, that could work out pretty good in Times Square. You don't think that's happening? You think I'm the only one who saw this? We better get our heads out of our asses quick and start worrying about public safety instead of, you know, woke bullshit and all this other stuff. All right, folks, thanks again. I really appreciate you tuning in. I know there were a bunch of questions today. You know, listen, I'll explain to you more next week. It's been a tough time for me, but I had to separate with Joe. So that's the story, folks. There's certain things I have to, out of respect for him. Joe's a good guy that I have to keep between us. And I hope you understand that, but I had to move on. So maybe explain some more in the future, but it's been a tough week for everybody. There's a lot of stuff I got to take care of. And managing a business is not the easiest thing. Managing a business requires you to make a lot of decisions. And sometimes those decisions ain't easy. But the name of the company is Bongino Inc. It's my name on it. And I owe you the best product every single day, no matter what. No matter what. I hope you understand. All right. Good Friday, folks. Just think about what I said in the beginning of the show. Regardless of your faith, that's what motivates me to show up every day. It's the most important thing in my life, and it matters to me. Hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.